أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, summa Alhamdulillah, it's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather here together on this Yawm al-Jum'ah, in this beautiful time of Sa'at al-Jum'ah, and to be thankful to Allah, shakiran lillah, to be here. And this khutbah today is a part, two-part khutbah, inshallah. Today I'll do the first part, and next Friday, inshallah, we'll continue and finish off the second part. And you'd be amazed that this khutbah I'm not doing because it was in the mind, but it was while it was in the field. As you know, last Friday I was supposed to come here, and this was the second time in a row, because in November I was also supposed to come here on 12th of November. I still remember that Friday. It was raining again. That time it was an accident on exit 34, which stopped us all the way. You go to 46, you blocked, you still can't make it. People call from here, what can we do? You're helpless. كُلِّ شَيْءٍ بِمَشِيْعَةِ اللَّهِ وَبِقَدْرِ اللَّهِ. Everything happens for a purpose, with the help of Allah and with the permission of Allah. You may plan something, I may plan something, we all may plan something. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Allah is the best of planners. You plan, you come here, you pray Jummah, you'll have the khatib that is there. But he's not there, he can't make it. So then someone else has to do it. And I can feel what it goes through the mind of the person who has to just stand up here 5 minutes before somebody tells him, you have to give khutbah. So once, I said, okay. Second, I said, there is a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the message is, the ibrah for us is the wisdom. That, oh insan, how da'if you are. How weak you are, insan. So therefore, as I was sitting on 80, blocked, on 46, blocked, everything blocked, can't make it, raining, and then I missed my own Jum'ah. I said, Alhamdulillah, I made it to Jum'ah today. You don't know the barakah, the ni'mah. The whole week is disastrous. The whole week your soul is like dead. You can't feel. Yes, it was not, I didn't do it deliberately. It was not in my plan. It was not in my capability. Tried my best to make a U-turn, go back and pray in Bhutan, but by the time I get there, the Imam there is saying, As-salamu to Allah. In the morning, I left my house with the intention, today I'm supposed to lead a Jama'ah in Jum'ah. But what, at the end of the day, how do I end up? Worse than you all, because you at least got your Jum'ah. So this khutbah is dedicated to shukr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we are here on this, is like they say, season time. It's true that we don't celebrate the season. But there is a message over here for us, for Muslim Americans living here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with so many things. Allah has blessed us with a good health, good life, good family, good job, regardless of whatever it is. The focus that Allah is teaching us in all of this is be thankful and don't take things for granted. You took it for granted that you set out of your house and you're going to be praying with people and you're going to be leading them. Let's take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. Because you don't know until it happens what is going to happen. Number one, don't take things for granted. And number two, always give shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our tongues should be wet with Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. This is the least we can do in terms of shukr. Azkar, zikr, and there's many more. If we just look to our life, Allah has given us two eyes while there are people, kids in Darfur, in Sudan right now. As we speak, flies are sitting on their eyes and they can't see. Alhamdulillah, we have ears to listen, and there are people right now, kids in Baghdad, that their ears are becoming deaf from the sounds of explosions. They're losing their faculty and capability of listening. And subhanAllah, this insan, this mu'min, uses the same ear, a ni'mah, barakah from Allah, to listen to what? Ghibah, namimah, lahu, لغ. استغفر الله والعياذ بالله. الله is saying انظر في نفسك، انظر في مخلوق الله، انظر في خلق الله وتفكر في ذات الله وتدبر، ثم كن من الشاكرين. فإن لم تشكر فاعلم أن الله هو شديد العقاب وسريع الحساب. يا عباد الله، الله سبحانه وتعالى is asking us, translation, look to yourself, O insan, O you 6-foot, 5-foot human being, what are you? What are you made of? Look to your properties, eyes, ears, tongue. Alhamdulillah, we have a blessing of tongue. We can speak. There are people in Afghanistan who are being shattered, demolished, destroyed, and they can't speak. If they speak, the tongue is lost, or they become speechless. Either way, Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with a tongue. But what do we use it? To curse others, to scream at others, to yell at others, to backbite at others, to make fun of others. This tongue, ni'mah, blessing. So for yahsab, so for yus'al, on the day of judgment, Allah will ask, what did you do with this ni'mah of tongue? What did you do with this ni'mah of ears? What did you do with this ni'mah of eyes? While you were living at a time and you saw these three major places where people are becoming blind and deaf and dumb and speechless, and you had the ni'mah of all these three body organs in your body and you wasted it, Allah will ask. Ihtisab, accountability. Why? What is the goal of all of this? What is this whole introduction for? Shukr lillah. Be a thankful slave of Allah. Be he or she, whatever it is, a thankful slave of Allah, truly in the vicinitude of the Sharia of the Quran. The whole goal, if you see in the Quran, from Surah Fatiha to Surah An-Nas, is to make us thankful creations of Allah, to make us thankful slaves of Allah. This is the whole goal. Look, the Quran starts off with the same thing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Kun shukr. Shukr lillah. Oh Allah, it is the beginning of your life, the beginning of your salat, the beginning of the Qira'ah of Quran, the beginning of the tilawah is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And then what is the ending? Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Again, shukr lillah. Oh Allah, I acknowledge your power. Oh Allah, I acknowledge your superiority. Oh Allah, I acknowledge that you are the Rabbul Nas. So save me, oh Allah, from the wasawis of shaitan. Wasawis and hazard of Nas. The whole Quran, summarized, concise, to be what? That these human beings, Bani Adam, yakunu shakirina lillah, thankful slave of Allah. And we should be more thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the rest of the Muslim Ummah, because we are living in luxury, in lavish, in blessings of Allah. Even the poorest American Muslim family here is by far better than any Muslim family in poverty in the Muslim countries. So we should be thankful that Allah brought us here. We should be thankful that Allah gave us a blessing and ni'mah. And that is the topic of today and next Jummah. It is such a huge topic that even two Jummahs are not enough. But I've tried my best, because I missed two Jummahs here, tried my best to learn the message Allah gave me when I was sitting in the car, helpless and speechless and callingless. You can't even call anyone to help you. Who's going to make you Jummah in the car, in the highway? Nobody. You can't even make Jummah for others. So I said, these two Jummahs will be dedicated for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does Allah ask us from the Quran? How can we be shakirin? Is saying thank you Allah enough? Is saying alhamdulillah is enough? Is saying subhanallah, oh, I did my job? I said, is praying two rak'ah, salatu shukr lillah, is enough? No, nothing is enough. Look to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Saba, Surah 34, verse 13. Allah is ordering a prophet of Allah and his family to what? To physically, practically, action-wise, deed-wise, show that they have shukr for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 13 in Surah 7, Surah 34, اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering the family of Dawood alayhi salam اعملوا عمل. Show me practically, O believer. O mu'min, O believer, show me practically your lifestyle, your behavior, your character, your manners, your etiquettes, your work, your amal, your speech, your interaction, your transaction. Everything should be what? Shukr lillah. اعملوا آل داود شكرا. O آل of داود, O family of داود, show practicality. Show physically that this human being is a shukr Allah. And the prophets of Allah, the Anbiya Allah, are the Qudwa Hasna, are the role models. And our Prophet Islam is the role model for all, that we see how thankful he is. He set an example, a precedence for us, to show practically how thankful we are. To be thankful for even if there is nothing. We sometimes, as believers, mu'mineen, we get a very negative, derogatory attitude. Oh, Allah is giving me punishment these days. Oh, I've lost my job, I'm laid off. Oh, I'm having problem in home. Oh, this, oh, that, oh, this. I'm having a lot of difficulties. That means I am in jeopardy. I am in some sort of spider's web. I'm in azab of Allah. Rather than having this negative, moaning, groaning, whining attitude, we should look to the positive side. Alhamdulillah, I have my limbs. Alhamdulillah, I have my brain intact. What if I became mentally insane? What if I lost a leg or a hand like my brothers and sisters in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Kashmir, in Palestine, or every day losing a limb? There's a lesson in our life, brothers and sisters. Every problem that we face is not to moan and groan and whine, but every problem we face is to say another day, Alhamdulillah, shukr ya Allah that you gave me another breath, another day to live. Shukr ya Allah that you gave me another day, another chance to get closer to what? Jannah. Because I could have been in dalalah. I could have been in deviation. I could have been in misguidance. Isn't this the biggest ni'mah, blessing for a Muslim? To be born as a Muslim. What if, na'uz billah wa al-iyadu billah, what if Allah chose that any one of us who's sitting here today was born in a non-Muslim household? Would you have heard the azan in the ear? Would you have heard the iqamah in the ear? Would you have known what is la ilaha illallah? Would you have been in dalala? Like running in a Sahara desert, looking for water, thirsty, mad, crazy, and not finding water. Atshan bishidda. The lips getting ruptured because of thirst, and not finding what you're looking for. We should be thankful a million and a zillion times to Allah that we are born in a household where we could listen to the azan, listen to the iqamah, and the parents, at the least, no matter how weak or strong religiously, at least they taught us that we are Muslim. We should thank Allah that we were born and raised praying to Allah. Shukr lillah. There are people like now as we speak, don't even know what is the ni'mah of Islam. When you come to think of it, brothers and sisters, you can go on and on and on, thinking about the blessings of Allah, and your eyes will run out of tears, but you will not run out of the feeling of crying when thinking about the blessings of Allah. That is why Allah SWT tells us in Surah An-Nahl, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تَحْصُوهَا يَا عِبَادِ. O you believers, O you slaves of Allah, if you begin to count, you know, عد, count, 1, 2, 3, 4, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا, count, count, how much are you going to count? Eyes, ears, lungs, heart, body, life, job, family, country, what you gonna count? Keep counting. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ أَحْسَبْ أَحْسَبْ أَحْسَبْ. لَا تَحْسُوهَا. You cannot count. You will run out of numbers. You run out of counting. Your fingers will get tired. Your tongue will get tired. You will get tired of counting and counting. But you cannot count the ni'mah of Allah. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تَحْسُوهَا. That is why Allah says, اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليلا من عبادي الشكور. O family of داود, practically, physically be shakir, shukr lillah. And remember, وقليل, very few, قليلا من عبادي الشكور, very few of the عباد of Allah, very small number numerically of the slaves of Allah are shukr lillah. To this, Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah said in his book of Tasawwuf, that very few people worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a thankful slave for giving shukr to Allah. Oh Allah, thank you a million times for making me born Muslim. Oh Allah, thank you a zillion times for raising me a Muslim. Oh Allah, thank you a million times for giving me the shu'ur, the feeling and sensitivity that I'm Muslim. Very few people worship Allah because of this. The majority of the people worship min khashyatillah, fear of Allah. I'm going to be punched. I don't want to go to Jahannam. I fear Allah. Yes, we should worship Allah, we fear Allah. But the most highest fear of Allah, the most highest form of taqwa and khushu and khudu and khashya of Allah is to be abdan shakura. How do we know? Is it my speech, your speech, Ali Anand's speech? No. This is the kalam min lisan al-mubarak, al-Nabi alayhi sallam. One night he stepped out and he went all the way in front of the minbar in Masjid Nabi and he started praying. Middle of the night. This is narrated by the Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. She says, I also sneaked out thinking, where is the Rasulullah going? In the middle of the night. Just got up and started leaving. And as I turn the curtain, I see him standing there in the Masjid Nabawi praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reciting the whole Surah Baqarah. Reciting the whole Surah Al-Imran. And then making the first ruku. Can we do that tonight? Can we do that today in 2004? Our feet will burst open. And this is a man in his 50s reciting two long surahs in one ruku, rak'ah. And so as she goes on continuing, saying, as he finished the salah and he came back to the hujra before Fajr, Aisha, she says, I said to the Rasulullah, I said to my husband, my beloved husband and Rasulullah, لَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ ذَنْبِكَ مَا تَقَدَّرُ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ أَلَيْسَ قَالَ اللَّهُ كَذَلِكَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. Didn't Allah say this in the Quran to you, or Rasulullah in Surah Fat, the first ayah revealed, second ayah in the Surah Fat, that Allah has forgiven your past and present and future and all shortcomings and negligent mistakes. لَقَدْ غَفْرَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Didn't Allah say this to you, O Rasulullah? So why do you have to go through this? Why is it that your ankles are bleeding because of swelling? Swelling and then ruptures and little blood comes. Why do you have to go through this? What did he say? The beautiful words. Beautiful words. Just four words. Listen, pay attention, brothers and sisters. This is Rasulullah who's gone through so much. For me and you, for his ummah. Even on Yawm al-Qiyamah, he is going to be saying, Ummati, Ummati, when all the prophets will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi. He said, Ya Aisha, O my beloved wife Aisha, Ala akunu abdan shakura. Shall I not be a thankful slave of Allah for this? For the matter that he has forgiven. There is a mental, intellectual, psychological transfer of message being going on here. One person is saying, because Allah has forgiven all your sins, why are you going through this? Just a regular would be enough. But the one who brought the message, the founder, the messenger, Rasulullah is saying, even for this, should I not be a thankful slave? When we get into this attitude, oh, I'm a son of a sheikh, I'm a son of an alim, or I come from this elite family, so even if I just make my faraid, I'm enough. I'll be blessed, I'll get a Jannah. No, look at the Rasulullah, he is forgiving everything. And he is doing the max. Why? Ala akunu abdan shakura. Abdan shakir is the goal of life. The goal of life. The goal of do's and don'ts in Islam. The goal of halal and haram. The goal of sharia. The goal of everything that we see in the Quran is into boils down into one thing. Only and only. Practically and physically show me that we are a thankful slave of Allah. That's what Allah said to Dawud al-Islam and his family in Surah Saba. اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. O family of David, O family of Dawood, practically show the Rabb, the King of the Kings, the Master of the Day of Judgment, that your family and you and every individual is a thankful slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Practicality. And what includes in practicality? The way I talk, the way I walk, the way I interact, the way I behave, the way I interact. If I behave in a very arrogant, rude way, but to anyone, to anybody, Adam, any insane, then that means I'm not a thankful slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if I act in the most polite and kind and right way, even to an animal, forget a human being, even to an animal, then I am the most thankful slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not saying this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa is saying this, when he said that from Bani Israel, there was a man who was very, very thirsty, dying of thirst, got down the well, drank water. When he came up, he saw a dog, dying out of thirst also, lolling his tongue out. And you know, that when dogs get really thirsty, their tongue is totally out. Did he say in his mind, this human being, oh, I drank, it's enough. Oh, it's a dog, come on. Not a human being. Let me go on. No. He truly understood the ni'mah of blessing of the water, because he had to work for it. He had to physically effort for it. He had to get down to the bottom of the well and seek water. When he came out, he was not just thankful to Allah, but he knew that practically I had to show thanks to Allah, that Allah, thank you for this water, not just physically. Many of us will just say, thank you Allah, you gave me water. But the moment he saw another makhluk of Allah, another creation of Allah, thirsty, even if it's not a human being, he said, I have to be a physical, practical thankful slave of Allah. Got back down with his khuf, the leather socks that many of us wear. In his mouth, can you imagine, brothers and sisters? In his mouth. He's holding a leather sock, not for a human being, not for his father or mother or family, for a dog. Because the dog is a makhluk of Allah. Gets down, gets the water, comes back, and gives the water to the dog. And the dog drinks its fill. And may I be sacrificed to Allah, that what the Prophet said, that Allah announced that this person is going to Jannah, guaranteed. And the Sahaba's eyes were popped out when Rasulullah is saying this. Why? What was the message Rasulullah is saying in this hadith, which is narrated by Bukhari and Muslim? That look, be a thankful slave of Allah no matter what you do, where you are, who you are, whatever. And we are developing this attitude, this feeling and psychology. Only a Muslim, I'll be good. Non-Muslim, no. Kun min ibadi shakirin. Be a thankful slave of Allah. This person from the Qawm of Bani Israel, about whom the Rasulullah is narrating 1400 years ago, he got into Jannah because of giving a dog water. Tell me, how can we be unthankful living in 2004 in the luxury and lavishness of the United States of America? Having whatever we have, even the most poorest Muslim family, I say, is by far the most best compared to any poverty-stricken family in any Muslim country. How can we be an unthankful slave? Be a thankful slave of Allah practically, amal-wise, amal, action. Words are cheap. Words are easy, bring it out. Talk is cheap. Certainly it's cheap. It doesn't make any effort. All you gotta do is just turn. The tongue comes out. But show it practically. In the style, in the walking posture. Rasulullah, there's a whole, in Shamal Tirmidhi, there's a whole bunch of ahadith about the way Rasulullah used to walk, the way he used to sit, the way he used to lie down, the way he used to talk, the way he used to interact, the way he used to make handshake. Every single thing said, he is an abdan shakura. The same words he said from his tongue, ala akunu abdan shakura. And that is what Allah SWT tells us in Surah Zumar, Surah 39. Verses 66 and 67. بَلِلَّهَ فَعْبُدْ بَلِلَّهَ فَعْبُدْ. No, but certainly worship Allah's mother. Is that enough? Is ibadah enough? Is our praying, fasting, zakat, hajj, umrah enough? No, what does Allah say? بَلِلَّهَ فَعْبُدْ وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. No, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be, kun. Be, if you know from the grammar of any language, means active. Action. Physically. Practically. Be from the thankful slaves of Allah. Wa kun min ash-shakirin. Why? Because the very next verse in that Surah Zumar, in verse 67, Allah SWT says a very touching, very beautiful, like a spear hitting in the heart verse. Wa ma qadra Allah haqqa qadrihi. Wal ardu jami'an fi qabzatihi. Wa samaatu matwi'atun. Allah SWT says, wa ma qadra Allah haqqa qadrihi. They, human beings, ibad of Allah, they have not really understood the qadr, the magnitude, the standard, the supremacy, the authority, the value, the respect, the honor, the everything. Keep going, you'll finish, you'll never finish. Everything they have not understood. That is what Allah said. وَمَا قَدْرُ اللَّهُ عَقَّ قَدْرِ Why? Because if they really knew the qadr of Allah, they'll be sunk in their attitude of shukr of Allah. They'll be sunk in their own shame and blame. They'll be sunk in their own unthankfulness. How unthankful we are. How many times we use these eyes for things and we forget Allah has given us as a ni'mah. There are many brothers and sisters right now of ours in the world who are blind, who are getting blind because of explosions and things. And we have eyes and we misuse them, abuse them. There are brothers and sisters of ours who, as we speak right now, are getting deaf because of the bombing and explosion. And we have ears and we listen to all kinds of music. And all kinds of lahu and lahu. And all kinds of ghiba and ghiba. We don't even have the courage and attitude to tell someone, brother, please, close your tongue, you're doing ghiba. Sister, please, don't backbite. No, we feel complacent. I'm not doing it. She's doing it. He's doing it. They are the culprit. They have to answer Allah. I'm just sitting here. I'm in the same gathering. This is the wrong attitude. This is not the attitude of kun min ash-shakirin. Because if you are kun min ash-shakirin, you will immediately have the courage, the stamina, the willpower to get up and say politely, brother or sister, you have to stop this. Otherwise, I have to leave the gathering. Because your ghibah namimah is wasting my ni'mah of listening skills. And what if Allah makes me deaf tonight? What will I say to Allah that I listen to your ghibah namimah? Where are we? We are nowhere, brothers and sisters. Look at our family life. Look at our practical life. Look at our education life. Look at everything. We are so unfaithful to Allah that I am surprised and astonished that we are living in such a nice, healthy lifestyle in America in spite and despite of so many negligences and ignorances that is going on within the American Muslim community. But then when I listen to this ayah in the Quran, I see why. Allah says, very beautiful, so touching, sends a chill down your spine and makes you realize that in spite of our unthankfulness attitude, Allah has given us so much. Masajid is being built, every city, every town, every masjid says 1.5 billion project. People say, oh, how's it going to be? But then in 5 years and 4 years, you see the masjid there. Who made it? Allah. In spite of our unthankful attitude, why? Because Allah says that. In Surah Nisa, verse number 147. Memorize it. مَنْ يَفْعَ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What will Allah do by punishing you, O ibad of Allah? O you creations of Allah. O you beloved slaves of Allah. We are really, really beloved to Allah, mind you. Don't take it for misconception that if anybody is in jeopardy, in any difficulty, that they are doomed from Allah. No, it's just a temporary test. Allah never ever hates His slaves. Allah never ever derogates and disgraces and degrades His slaves. We may do that because we are creations of Allah. Sometimes when we get frustrated from someone, we start ridiculing them, we start degrading them, disgracing them. Although we may have been the first people to be their right-hand man in the first place. But when we change the attitude, we change. Allah says, مَا يَفْعَ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. What will Allah achieve or do by punishing you? If only what, O Allah? إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. If you only give thanks to Allah and you believe. That's all Allah wants. But is Allah in need of that? No. Astaghfirullah. Look, all the ayahs you take and pray. The next one Allah says, verse 27, Surah Naml, verse 40. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكَرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. Beautiful ayah. Ayah after ayah. We may think that, oh, we're thanking Allah because Allah needs it. No, astaghfirullah wa liyadu billah. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. For his own self. Whoever gives thanks for his own self. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. And whoever rejects and does not give thanks to Allah for all the blessings, for all the ni'mah. فَإِنَّ رَبِّي إِيش غَنِي. Rich. Very rich. وَكَرِيم. And very generous. SubhanAllah. Two of the names of Allah, of the 99 names, are all here. And look how Allah has put in two of His names together. One is Al-Ghani, the rich. And one is Kareem. Ah, may I be sacrificed. One is that Allah is rich. And then look, from His richness, He is also Kareem. That He's giving you, tons and tons giving you, in spite of our negligence, in spite of our unthankful attitude. وَأَقُولُ قَالِ هَذَا وَصَفِ لَكُمْ وَسَلَمِ فَاسْتَغْفِرِنَا الْغَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وسنة بسنة يوم الدين أما بعد. For those of us who came late, just want to remind myself and everybody that this khutbah is in two parts. We are not done yet. Inshallah, next Friday I come again. We'll continue from here where we're leaving off. And because the topic of shukr is so huge and vast and the magnitude that we cannot finish in one or two or any, but I've tried my best to at least fit it into two. And I want to conclude today as a connector until next Friday. As we leave today for the next 6 days, we should keep in our mind the concept and conceptuality of shukr, thankfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First concept, that thankfulness is not just from tongue and terms of words, but it has to be practical. And the second thing is that Allah doesn't need our thanks. We are in our own need. Allah is ghaniyun an ibadihi. And I will leave with this ayah, and this is where we'll pick up next Friday inshallah. For those of you who can come early, because it's Friday, is off next Friday. As there's a story to tell, and that story is pretty long, that's why I've reserved it for next Friday, that we'll start off with that story next Friday. But I leave you with this ayah in Surah Ibrahim, Surah 14, verse 7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِسْتَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. So far we talked about today about the behavior, the attitude of being thankful. And we talked about that we have to show it practically. And then we talked about that Allah doesn't need our thanks. We do it only for our own need. And then we talked about if we don't give thanks, what happens? This is what Allah is saying. And your Rabb, your Lord, your Master, your deity has announced. Announced what? When you announce something, it is emphasizing, stressing. Otherwise you wouldn't announce it. What is Allah, the King of Kings, the Sovereign, the Malik, is announcing? وَإِسْتَعَذَنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. This is ta'keed, lam lit-ta'keed from the Nahw Arabic, those of us who know Arabic. Allah is stressing and emphasizing. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. That all human beings, all Bani Adam, all believers, if you give thanks to Allah, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ زَادَ يَزِيدُكُمْ. Increase manifold. That is why we see one of the reasons that when we give sadaqah, our wealth doesn't decrease, increases. Because we're being thankful to Allah. The more we give, the more we get. The more we hold back, the more unthankful we're being. That's just one aspect. Just one aspect of the main aspect of practically showing shukr to Allah. So Allah is saying, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. If you give thanks, I'll give you more. وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ. There's a big warning. Big, big warning. Caution. That remember, O believers, O slaves of Allah, if you do kufr, not kufr of iman. The word kufr in Arabic means to hide something, to suppress it. If you hide giving thanks, if you suppress the attitude of giving thanks, if you suppress the physical way of giving thanks, وَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ فَإِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Then remember, O slaves of Allah, that the adab of Allah is humongous. It's huge. It's tormenting. And it's coming. Meaning what? Allah is saying, for your own benefit, O ibad of Allah, for your own barakah and result, begin to be from like the people of the family of Dawood, David. اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. If a human being becomes an unthankful slave of Allah, what happens? Allah begins to take the ni'mah back. And for that, there is a true life story from the hadith of Rasulullah. It is in Bukhari and Muslim, which we will continue inshallah, if Allah gives us life till next Friday to be here, that we'll continue with the attitude of shukr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and forgive our negligence and forgive our ignorance. May Allah forgive us the tawfiq to be a thankful slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana zalamna anfusana وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لكل من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك أنت سميع مجيب الدعوات. عباد الله رحمكم الله. إن الله يعمل بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن